This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A new law makes stealing a car a felony. Lawmakers hope it can lower the number of auto thefts statewide. Before July of this year, some car thefts were deemed misdemeanor crimes depending on the stolen car's value. Commander John Picard with the Metro Auto Theft Task Force calls this new law common sense. He says cars can be crucial for everyday life and that $2,000 of shoplifting is not the same as somebody losing a vehicle valued at $2,000. In addition to making the theft a felony, the law also lowers the standard of proof needed for prosecutors.
We can actually collect evidence much easier to demonstrate they should have known the vehicle was stolen. You should have known that this item was stolen because you scratched the serial number off of it, or you did, you replaced the license plate.
Before this law, confession was one of the only forms of proof to show someone had knowingly stolen a vehicle, but now prosecutors only need to prove the person responsibly should have known that the car was stolen. Two families, meanwhile, starting the week off without a place to live. A Saturday evening apartment fire on the southeast side of Colorado Springs, destroying the homes. Springs Fire Department responded to reports of smoke at a four-unit apartment complex near Academy and Airport. Once inside, they were able to quickly put the flames out, but Lieutenant Joey Butenweiser says that the damage was already done.
We will have one person transported with minor injuries, and we have two families displaced at this time.
CSFD says that one adult was taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Fire crews don't know how the fire started yet, but are actively investigating. A motorcycle rider is recovering after a crash in Colorado Springs that took place on Saturday night. Officers called to the intersection of Union and Damon Drive just after 10:30 after the crash was reported. The motorcycle was the only vehicle involved. The other rider taken to the hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Meanwhile, police in Manitou say that an RV crash left a driver seriously injured. Investigators say the RV crashed into a wall of the 2000 block of Manitou Avenue on Saturday evening. Two dogs were inside the RV at the time of the crash. One was later found dead by police. That crash also under investigation today. Pueblo set to get some help from a grant to fix dangerous roads. Andrew Hayes with the Pueblo Public Works Department said that car crashes are an ongoing issue in the Steel City.
We're always trying to minimize the number of crashes that occur at city intersections, and this is a way for us to get feedback from the public, crunch number data, and also try to develop plans going forward to improve the most dangerous intersections in the city.
The federal government set to give Pueblo more than $600,000 as a part of a Safe Streets for All program. Pueblo City government wants to have public meetings by late summer. Officials want a plan in place to fix the dangerous roads by early 2024. Colorado Springs Utilities now warning customers about door-to-door disconnection scams. Scammers are reportedly threatening to disconnect utilities unless an immediate payment is made. The utility took to Twitter on Saturday saying that they'd been informed about the scam and that police were investigating. They also told customers that employees would never go door-to-door asking for outstanding payment on any bill in person. And a new park is coming designed for your whole pack. There's a new dog park being built in downtown Colorado Springs right now. The park will be at Antlers Park behind the Antlers Hotel, also across the street from the Pikes Peak State College downtown campus. The dog park will have two separate play areas, one for big dogs, one for smaller dogs. The funding comes from excess tax revenue and was approved by voters. The project is expected to be finished by the fall.
Partly cloudy skies and hot temperatures here the next couple of days. This afternoon, we'll top out in the upper 80s and low 90s around Colorado Springs, about 96 this afternoon in Pueblo, along with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, 93 Colorado Springs, 99 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.